Thank you very much. On behalf of the European Commission, I would like to welcome you to this event organized by the DG Agri in collaboration with Ficompass of the EIB, the European Investment Bank, the Spanish Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries and Food, about the financial needs in the agriculture and agri-food sectors in Spain. This is the third event that has been organized. We had some with Baltic countries, Austria, and the Czech Republic before. We positively value the enthusiastic participation of many international participants, representatives of the agriculture and agri-food sectors, but also from providers of financial services and the regional and national authorities. We would like to thank you, all the speakers today who have accepted to share with us today this session, and they are going to share their experiences and reflect upon the future. And well, why are we meeting today in order to speak about financing access and financial instruments? This seminar is on a very hot topic because all these kind of discussions are accelerated in the European Parliament and Council. And in the same way, the preparations in Spain and the rest of the member states about the common agricultural policy. At the same time, we find ourselves in a moment that is full of challenges. To those that we already know, the economic, environmental challenges, climate and social challenges, we need to add up those that came because of the COVID pandemic. Under this context, it's clear that the recovery, resilience, and agriculture in these areas are really important priorities. In this case, the financial instruments can shed light and bring answers. And these answers are efficient in the current context, since they can foster innovation, modernization, resilience in the agriculture and agri-food sectors. As we will see today, the demand for financing and credit in the agricultural sector has increased significantly in the last 10 years. And because we are in Spain, on an online basis, we will see what's been achieved in Spain. Spain is one of the member states where many reflections and actions have been implemented about financial instruments, and many of them are already giving positive results. If in 2015 we started with some options, right now, by the end of 2020, we can say that 12 Spanish regions are in different implementation stages of these financial instruments through these different rural development programs. They are studying the different options for the new period post 2020. In order to start with this training, we would like to thank Ficompass for the counseling sessions that were organized in several regions. The access to training to professionals has proven to be an important factor to improve the understanding, knowledge, and the programming of financial instruments. As regards specific measures adopted for these programming of financial instruments, we also need to highlight the important role carried out by the Spanish Ministry of Agriculture, which generated an ex-ante evaluation, and several managing authorities prepared ex-ante evaluations that were more specific, either separately or together with Fee Compass. In 2016, the Ministry of Agriculture contributed in starting to implement the centrally managed financial instrument. Currently, the regions of Castilla y León, Extremadura, and Galicia have integrated this kind of instruments thanks to this program. There was an ex-ante evaluation, so we can take into account Madrid and Asturias as well. Finally, and also very importantly, we would like to mention another financial instrument together with the cooperation of the European Investment Bank, which has been scheduled with Andalucía very recently. Currently, we are finalizing the financing agreement, and we hope if we take a look at the results in different regions, we can see that there are more than 200 beneficiaries, recipients of these contracts have already signed up and entered into them. And this important number was achieved in less than 18 months. The first contract, a guarantee contract, was signed up in March 2019. Later on, we will hear why is this success, or what's the reason for this success. We would also like to congratulate three managing authorities for their quick response, who used the COVID scheme to help their farmers in the pandemic. And this was integrated in their programs so they could offer guarantees for working capital, standalone working capital, thanks to financial instruments that had already been scheduled and programmed. And what did we learn from the previous experience in Spain? Well, nowadays there are financial instruments that have already been programmed in four RDPs in Spain. However, we know that some of the managing authorities that are interested are facing some difficulties in terms of implementation. So this autumn may be vital to explore together the best way to move forward and to have the best measures. Even if the total amount is just 1.7% of the total grant for Spain, the experience is very relevant because it means it's a solid foundation for this centrally managed financial instrument for the post-20 period. Today we have the opportunity to know the details. What were the difficulties, how were they overcome, and we will see what are the actions to be considered in order to improve the offer of financial instruments in order to support the agriculture and agri-food sectors. Apart from that, all the rest of the areas pursuing this very fruitful activity that is being carried out, it's still not late. We can tell them it's still not late to start, even for the current period, in the very probable scenario of 2 years. In the same time, it's essential to continue with this very good cooperation, establishing networks with the Spanish Ministry of Agriculture and with the managing authorities, the regional authorities, in order to start preparing these financial instruments as soon as possible for the following period, the period after 2020, in the framework of the Common Agricultural Policy. We have very inspiring results, and we receive very nice feedback in the discussions we've held about the future and the prospects of the sector. And well, in order to conclude, I hope we have a fruitful discussion, an inspiring discussion that help all of us to face the challenges that we have ahead of us. Thank you very much.